Make. Well, it means that we will have scholarships so that students in College Park can study and work in Baltimore and vice versa. That's number one. And we will reduce the barriers to the movement of students. For example, our sophomore students going into the Bachelor of Science in Nursing and vice versa.
This was originally presented, or at least presented to the board, as a merger. This is, at least Senate President Miller thought it would be a merger. The Regents decided not to do this. Why is this better than a merger?
I don't think it's a matter of one thing better than the other. I think that the average citizen of Maryland doesn't care what it is called, merger, alliance, empower. What they want to see is how the universities are serving the people of Maryland, improving education, improving research, creating new jobs. That's what we're going to do, regardless of what the label is.
There's going to be a combined school of public health. What does that mean?
It means dramatically improving the quality of the two institutions and bringing more research funds, having faculty working together, and students, of course, interacting with each other.
I got some news today from the Homeland Security Secretary, Napolitano. You're on an advisory panel for her office. Tell me a little bit about that work.
Well, I'm very honored to be on that panel. Governor O'Malley recommended me to be the chair of that panel, and Secretary Napolitano asked me to be chair, and I accepted that last night.
There are a lot of Terps fans here. They're going to ask you, do you believe Mark Turgeon's doing a good job? Do you believe Randy Edsall's doing a good job?
We have great coaches, and we are very supportive of all of our coaches. Athletics is a very key component of the mission of the University of Maryland.
Even Coach Edsall, I know there was some dispute with Danny O'Brien and whether he should have left. You thought that was handled well?
Yes, and I commended him for his change of position. I think that was the right thing to do. And I have the highest regard for any student who can finish at the University of Maryland after only 3 years.